You know, Andrew, what I think as well is that all the students come here, and it's not only important what they bring in and learn, but also what they take away
of the colour of the building. But
these hallowed halls have seen the likes of Dante, Petrarch and Thomas à Becket pass through them. And there's one room which I'm particularly excited about seeing. A true example of how art can inspire learning.
Yeah. Wow! This is one of the great things, not just of Bologna, this is one of the great things in the world. It's the only really authentic, surviving, early anatomy theatre, and that is a Renaissance coffered ceiling. And in the middle, we've got Apollo with his lyre pointing down, the god of medicine pointing straight down, right, probably to the hand of the anatomy teacher as he demonstrates to his students how to cut up a body. I feel a bit presumptuous doing this, but I think it's the only way to understand the space, which is a theatre of learning.
He loves it up there.
Yeah, because the professor in ancient times was also an actor, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was performing
absolutely
lessons.
Absolutely, teaching was a form of rhetoric, and you feel that up here.
My job would have been...
Hey, Georgia, come up here, Georgia, come on.
My job would have been to be down here, I tell you, sweeping up the blood and then craves left over.